SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Biden administration attempting to balance efforts to deter terrorists in the Middle East without triggering a broader regional conflict. Iranian-backed terrorists in Iraq and Syria have long battled with U.S. and coalition forces. Recently, more than five dozen attacks have been largely ineffective, but at least 60 U.S. troops have suffered minor wounds. All have returned to duty. Donald Trump sharply blasting President Biden Saturday.
Joe Biden's banana republic ends on November 5th, 2024. We got to make sure it ends.
The former president and current Republican presidential frontrunner at a rally in Fort Dodge, Iowa. It is his sixth campaign visit to the Hawkeye State. Also, at SRNNews.com, Biden administration calling on Congress to reauthorize a spy program. Here's Greg Clugston.
Time is running out to keep Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act going before it expires at the end of December. The White House says the spy program is vital to preventing terrorism, catching spies, and disrupting cyber attacks. Administration officials warn lawmakers that without the program, the government won't be able to collect crucial intelligence overseas. But civil liberties advocates insist that changes are needed before the program is reauthorized. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Well, be careful with the cantaloupes. U.S. health officials say at least 43 people nationwide have been sickened, that in 15 states, by salmonella that has been linked to a certain whole and cut cantaloupes and pre-cut fruit products. Officials say at least 17 people have been hospitalized. This is SRN News. A warning for America's churches about artificial intelligence.
A new poll from the Barna Group finds that a majority of Christians say they would be disappointed to find out that their church is using AI. 52% feel that way versus 32% who say they don't mind. The Barna Group says the findings of their research, quote, only strengthens the point that churches using artificial intelligence should do so cautiously and openly. Christians are generally more squeamish about AI than other Americans. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Christmas wars heating up. Christian legal groups preparing for what's become an annual storm of lawsuits challenging the display of nativity scenes. The Freedom From Religion Foundation and other atheist groups spend much of November and December trying to scrub America's Christmas celebrations of any imagery representing the real reason for the season. This is SRN News. There will be no late fees charged for this overdue library book.
And it's a good thing because this book, entitled Famous Composers, was checked out in 1919. It has just been returned to the St. Paul Public Library. It was found as someone was rummaging through a deceased relative's belongings. St. Paul Mayor Melvin Carter joked in a tweet over the weekend that there would be no fine. The library, like many others across the country, stopped charging late fees in 2019. Rich Thomason reporting.
Wall Street edging higher in quiet trading over the week, closing out a third straight winning week and keeping November on track to be its best month in about a year. The Dow was up a fraction at 34,947. The S&P Friday was up 5 points at 45.14. More details at srnnews.com.